Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Joining us at this time on the Big Fred Tuesday is David Walsh, who is the head of FIAF's Training and Outreach Program. David, welcome to the show.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to speak with you, David. Together, we will be focusing on the biennial audiovisual archiving summer school, which will be taking place later this year. But as an introduction to this interview, as its coordinator, I just wanted to begin by simply asking you, what are the origins of FIAF's training and outreach program, and what are its main goals?
Well, FIAF itself, which is an organization, an umbrella organization for film archives around the world, was created in 1938, so it has a long history. And the idea of providing training for archival members dates back almost to its early days. The first major summer school was in 1973, which took place in East Germany, and we've been doing them ever since. And increasingly, we find that as the old film technology dies out, that we need to keep the knowledge of how film production and film elements, how they work, alive.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when it comes to FIAF, obviously, and this is a very simple statement, but the history of FIAF is also marked by the history of various techniques and the development of various techniques of film preservation at large. And so as a result, it's very useful for people to keep up to date with the different techniques that are coming out. And this training obviously offers all of that.
Well, indeed. And it has to be said that, as with so many things, the philosophy and the practice have changed over the years. There was a time back in the early days of looking after film, particularly when the major problem was nitrate film, which was the film stock largely used by the industry up till about 1950. It was highly inflammable and quite unstable. There was a sense originally that this was something that would not last. It couldn't be kept for the long term, and the only method of preserving it was to copy it, and then you could effectively throw away the originals. This is now considered to be something of a heresy, the idea that you try and copy something and throw away the original material. These days, the emphasis is very much on trying to preserve the originals wherever possible.
Right. Yeah, that's it. It's a fascinating side of things that I would love to get into in more detail. But for now, I'd love to kind of start talking about the Audiovisual Archiving Summer School that was developed as part of the this training and outreach program. But would you be able to introduce it for us?
Well, yes. As I say, we started a summer school series in 1973, well before my time, of course. The legacy of that still goes on every 2 years in Bologna in Italy, where they have the Restoration Summer School, which is very much wrapped around the big festival of restoration films that happens every year in the summer. What we started in 2019 was a separate summer school, which was intended to address all the other aspects of managing and looking after film in a film archive. And when I say film, I mean both film, videotape, and digital materials. Because restoration is very much about access. It's about producing really good quality material to show to people. It doesn't really address the issues that underpin that, which is how do you make sure that your material is still going to be there and usable in 50, 100, 500 years? And that's very much what we attempt to do in our AV archiving summer school, which is to cover all the topics, all the way from how you recognize a film element to how you catalog material, how you manage the IT infrastructure to look after any digital material, and how you manage the transformation from one form to the other, which is generally a case of digitizing film in order to produce digital versions or preservation masters or restoration masters.
Yeah, so this year's edition will actually be taking place online. I'm just going to throw out a couple of dates. Please feel free to correct me if I've got them wrong, but it will be taking place from the 20th of September to the 1st of October.
That's correct.
And registrations are open from the 16th of June to the 7th of July. And so for anyone who may be interested in registering, what's the process there? What's the registration process? Where should people who are interested in participating register? And is there a criteria or requirements for this selection process?
Well, yes. Unfortunately, we have to limit the numbers because this is very much, although it's online, it's very much an interactive event. It's not a webinar in the sense that we don't have a lot of lectures presented to hundreds of people who are just sort of mutely absorbing material. We're expecting the participants to be very much engaged. There'll be a lot of interaction and so on. So we have to keep the numbers down. And also, because we're an organization made up by our participating members, our affiliates, we do have to, in a way, offer the members of those member organizations the first dibs, so to speak, of the available places. So we will be reserving probably two-thirds of the spaces for people who work in FIAF film archives. And then the remaining few places will be available to other interested people. And almost anyone can apply. The selection process will be, I'm afraid, probably fairly harsh, because I suspect we'll get a lot of applicants, because this is something of great interest to people. And we'll be looking for people who will likely become the archivists of the future, if you see what I mean. So we're looking for people who have a real passion for the whole business of looking after film cultural heritage, and are likely to be able to become the future advocates for looking after film heritage, and will potentially become valued members of film archives around the world.
And probably people who already have some experience.
Yes, it certainly helps to have some experience. And we are aware that the younger generation now struggle to recognize even a VHS tape, let alone a reel of film, because it's a technology that has passed by. So we would expect people to have at least some basic knowledge of what film is and how it works, and of the history of film production since its inception in the late 19th century.
We have particularly been focusing on its biennial audiovisual archiving summer school, and I remind our listeners that it will take place online from the 20th of September to the 1st of October, and registrations are open from the 16th of June to the 7th of July. But is there anything that you can tell us about the actual structure of the course?
We're going to divide it into lectures to all the participants, and then there'll be an equal number of workshops each day. So there'll be 2-hour workshops every day, which will be for smaller groups. So these will be running simultaneously on different topics, and there'll be actually some preparatory work that each participant will have to do before attending to the workshop. So there'll be, the workshop will actually be a discussion of what they've been doing in preparation. So whatever the topic might be, it might be about, say, film programming, or about cataloguing or something of that sort. There'll be exercises or assignments that they'll need to do prior to the workshop. And then in the 2-hour workshop, there'll be a detailed discussion of the issues that have been raised by their work and guiding people in the right directions. So it's very much built around the idea of group discussions between reasonably small groups. This is going to be an interesting challenge to manage in terms of the logistics, but I think we have some experience of this, and we think it'll work extremely well.
Not to mention that these group interactions are probably also good networking opportunities.
Well, indeed. One of the things we've discovered, having run a couple of very much smaller courses this year, is that people really value the opportunity to exchange experiences and knowledge with other people from different parts of the world, which is something that you is often very difficult in a live event, because it's very often the case that people are not able to travel to a location for a live workshop, but they are able to join an online event. So this gives opens up opportunities for people who would not normally be able to do this to interact with fellow archivists and people with similar interests. So we will be ensuring that there'll be opportunities for people to have unsupervised discussions throughout the 2 weeks of the course.
Right, because as mentioned, this edition of the Audiovisual Archiving Summer School will take place online. There are some positives with it. But the question that I wanted to ask you was, are there also difficulties in coordinating a program like this one online? Because particularly when it comes to maybe the more hands-on side of the course, I think you mentioned the term interactive earlier in the interview.
Yes, well, you put your finger on exactly the problem there. In past courses, it's been very much about hands-on experience in very many of the workshops, and really there's very little we can do to replace that. So we did try a course on film repair. We tried a workshop on film repair in a course at the end of last year, which is an online course. And in a way, that sounds ridiculous. How can you teach a very much a sort of hands-on process online when people don't actually have the materials in front of them to practice on? But it kind of works, but it's not really a very good substitute. So we'll be doing less of that kind of thing, and we're actually looking forward to the post-pandemic world, where we can perhaps run a sort of hybrid course where there'll be both online activities and hands-on live activities as well.
David, obviously these have been challenging times due to the pandemic. So I just, as we come to the end of our conversation, I just wanted to kind of ask you maybe to share some conclusive thoughts on the times that we've been living in. Film preservation, it strikes me, has always been a particularly vulnerable branch, if you will, of the film industry and culture at large. Do you think the pandemic has made it all the more vulnerable? And how has the film preservation world responded to it, in your opinion?
Well, yes, film preservation is indeed a problem generally around the world, because we can't avoid the fact that it is quite expensive to look after a lot of old film and to manage it. And in the course of the last year or so, where governments have found themselves very much engaged with dealing with the pandemic and with the resulting economic issues that that's brought about. The expectation is that the kind of funding that they'll be cutting will be very much in the cultural heritage sector, and the any kind of film archiving activity is going to be an easy target because it's expensive, and the actual results of cutting funding become apparent in the short term. So from the point of view of the short-term government spending rounds, it's a bit of an easy win. So we're very much concerned that this will knock back the onward march of looking after film preservation and film heritage for a number of years. So we at FIAF will be working very hard to drive home the message that you cannot neglect your old film for too long, because it will simply disappear. And once it's gone, of course, it's gone. There's no way of recovering the content again.
So thank you very much for joining us, David. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.